What is up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Investor's Digest Market Update brought to you by Prime Homes, where we are going to review the current status of the real estate market here in San Antonio and the things that affect it. So without further ado, let's get right into it. So for the June-July number review, we got the average sales price jumped up to just shy of 261, which is a 1.69% increase year over year. Median sales price dropped off a little bit down to 218, but still a 6.3% increase year over year. Total sales volume, 3375, which was a 16% increase for year over year, so a huge jump in the total sales volume from this time last year. Average rental price, now this is something that is kind of something I'm going to continue to watch, is that our average rental price actually decreased year over year, which is something that is continually typically rises every single month, or every year over year it increases by 1 to 2%. So this, to see this decrease, is something that I'm going to continue to watch and see what the causes and effects of that might be. Unemployment was just shy of 1.141 million, but still an increase of 2.8% year over year, which is just shy of 8,000 jobs lost from the previous month. Not too worried about the number of jobs lost, considering we still gained 2.8%, so we're still gaining plenty of employment, and we are still at a historical low as far as unemployment goes in San Antonio, because we are at a 3.65, and I believe the national average is right at 4 or 4.1, so we're still below that. We did see a 0.5% increase from the previous month. So now that is something I am going to continue to watch to see if we continue to rise at 0.5% or more every single month. Now, because that's something that I want to watch, because if employment starts to spike and increase very rapidly, then I would see that to spill over into the real estate market, because if people are losing jobs, people aren't making money, and that means people aren't going to be able to afford homes, and then we would have a potential problem right there. Months inventory was sitting at a 3.29 months, which is a 0.17% increase from the previous month. And that's not really anything I'm concerned about, considering we are so low on our inventory. Now remember, our balance market between buyer and seller is at 6 months. So anytime that we're below six, we are hitting a strong seller's market. And anytime it gets above six, it's a buyer's market. So being at a 3.29 months inventory, very, very strong seller's market. So you can see here the median sales price. We've got our standard typical drop off right here in the July months. And so that's how it continues to go, where we might stay flat between June to July, but it typically does drop off in July. So June is the best time to hit the highest average median sales price over the year. So remember, these are our cycles we're looking at here. So here's our summer months, here's our lower months. So try to get those rehabs on the market for those summer times if you're truly trying to push comps. So something to keep in mind on what happens to pricing as you go through the cycles, where you might hit a swing $10,000-$15,000 difference, or the month's inventory might increase over the colder months. So it's something you need to take into account for your rehab numbers when you're going through it. Rents do the exact same thing. They follow up into the summer months, where we get to the highest time when people are really moving around, and then drops off into the winter months when people aren't. So now we've had a decrease in rents for year over year, so I'm really going to continue to watch that. So we dropped off further than we had last year. So hopefully that does not continue. And it was just a little error, and it this little blip, and we continue to rise, where we've seen that in the past as far as the median sales price go. So hopefully rents do continue to level off and continue to rise back up. The 20-year unemployment, and this is why I was saying I'm not too concerned about the unemployment rate rising a 0.5% this month, is because you can still see we're well below where we have been since this last recession, when we kind of bottomed out about a year and a half ago, and we were at 3.5 to between 3.5 and 4.25, and we're still sitting lower end of that spectrum. So, but this, you can see why I plot this over 20 years. You can see how fast the unemployment can really rise when we hit recessions and see spillover into real estate. And now that's why I say I'm going to continue to watch this. If I continue to see 0.5% or more spikes in our unemployment rates, that's where I'm going to kind of say I would be really kind of looking forward to some kind of spillover into the real estate market and an economic slowdown, whether it be nationally or locally. Now, our year-over-year appreciation, now you can see that I started plotting this a few months ago, and it really was quite interesting to me to kind of judge the heat of the market to see how fast it's really appreciating. Now you can see how fast this turns around and why I like to look at it when we bottomed out in 2011. We really hit a negative 6%, 7%, and then we shot back up to positive 7%, and we've kind of been pegged out for quite some time from the 6 to the 10% range for 3, 4, 5 years. And it looked like we were really cooling off, but then this last summer we hit another 9% year-over-year appreciation. So I'm wondering how much longer we can keep this going on. So that's why I want to continue to watch the unemployment rates and the rental rates to really kind of get a feel for how the overall appreciation reacts year over year. So I'm going to continue to watch that and reporting to you guys that watch this video. So now, where are the jobs? It's a few little couple extra slides I started adding in here this last month of where we're adding jobs and where we're losing jobs in San Antonio. So now this is 2018, and the orange line is from all of 2018 from January to July, and then the brown one is May to July, so just the last 3 months. And you can kind of see where we've gained and lost jobs. So you can see leisure and hospitality has really taken a hit this year, but we've gained a lot of jobs in the mining sectors and the health education. So now health and education, especially the health sector, can bring some pretty high-paying jobs, because with high-paying jobs comes affordability for people being able to buy homes. Or I think we're hitting a huge squeeze in our affordability, which is why we target where we target for homes between that 150 to 250,000 range. What I would like to see is our professional business services really kind to start to increase. One thing I do get from this, though, is everyone says Texas is very dependent on the oil economy. And you look at this, and not so much anymore, where nothing is over 20% of our entire job market. We're pretty weathered from different types of it. Just we hit an oil. Yes, I'm sure we'll see some kind of slowdown, but between construction, financial activities, leisure and hospitality, professional business services, I mean, there's a lot of employment there when we're talking employment of over 1.1 million people. So I think we've really done a good job here in San Antonio the last couple of decades, like diversifying our job pool. So now, show me the money. With rising prices, people keep asking me, like, when's it gonna crash? When's it gonna crash? Or is it gonna level off? What do I think is gonna happen? And it's like, well, I don't think it can continue to rise at the 5, 6, 7% year-over-year appreciations like we've been seeing the last couple of years. But I think it can sustain as long as our average wages or our wages continue to increase. But you hear all the time where they're saying wages aren't rising, wages aren't rising, and they're rising just very slowly. But they are increasing. So with the average hourly private sector hourly wages, as long as those continue to rise, that means there is a demand for labor and people are increasing their prices. And with that, people can afford other homes. So this is something I want to watch every couple months. The Dallas Fed puts this information out to see where our hourly wages really are here in San Antonio. So now, with all this, where do you really market? Based on the month's inventory, where do we hit the price ranges and zip codes that have the best chances for prices to increase, where there's the most in-demand inventory in San Antonio? So I do this by price range, and I don't know why. Oh, there it is. I plot this on a $50,000 a piece and up to half a million, and then from half a million to a million, because we just really don't have a lot of inventory in those price ranges where some of the other markets do. You can see, and this is why we target where we do between that 150 to 250,000 price ranges, because you're talking a lot of sales volume. There's probably a good third to close to a half of all the inventory in San Antonio is sold kind of in these two price ranges right here. So to see less than 2 months of inventory between 150 and 200 and 2.4, just shy of 2.4 at the 200, 250. That's very high demand for those price ranges. So now that tells you that there is a lot of demand for them and a lot of inventory. So supply and demand is going to continue to push these prices up. And I have seen that since I started doing this. This 1 month price jump used to be going from 200 to 250, but now it's at the 250 to 300 price point. So prices have really increased in the last 2 years since I've been doing this market update. So that's something that I continue to watch because that's where we target. Not to say that it's bad to target these other price ranges, but there's more inventory and a little bit less demand for these properties. So keep that in mind as you are targeting your inventory and picking your rehabs. If it's a higher price point, know that it might sit on the market a little longer, and that tells you really need to might need to do some better staging, do a little higher end rehab. Really just check your competition and see what your competition is doing to make sure you're not one of those ones sitting in the market for 4, 5, 6 months, but you're breaking the average and taking it back down into the ones and twos. So now, best zip codes. Same thing. It's no surprise to see a lot of these price points being in that 150 to 200,000 price range, or the sub 250,000, except for one of them over 78249. So it's something to keep in mind of this is where the most in demand properties are. So if you or inventory is, so if you're picking up houses in here, keep this in mind as you are renovating and looking for properties where the demand is, what the average sales price is, and how fast properties are moving. Now I am going to start plotting this as I get closer to the 2 months of sales data, so you can see how much these zip codes, meaning sales prices, have appreciated and changed in the last 2 years. Now remember, we're talking two separate cycles here, or two different times in the cycle where we're talking the dead of winter almost, and here we're talking almost in the heat of summer. So I would expect these to deflate a little bit to get a little difference right here. But you can see that what's surprising is 78249, which is over by UTSA. And you're talking 208 in December 16 to 269 in the summer of 2018. So it's a huge jump in pricing in those areas. So it's something that it's going to be interesting to watch as we get closer to those times when I can hit exactly 2 years apart. So now we got the worst zip codes. There it is. Now, not to say these are not terrible zip codes to do marketing, because you can get higher price points in here. But it's something, like I talked about earlier, to keep in mind when you are finishing out your rehabs, to go above and beyond what you might normally do based on your competition, to make sure you're not the average sitting on the market for 6 months, because that's really going to hurt if you are holding on to a $300,000 house and you're paying interest on that for 5 months, because that interest is going to come straight out of your bottom line and in your pocket essentially. Now, some interesting things I have noticed, and I know if you've been watching this for some time, it pops on here every now and then, is the 78207 zip code. And because you're asking yourself, well, I thought that was a very in-demand zip code, and it is, or price point, sorry, and it is a very in-demand price point. But in the 78207, you're talking very old houses, the 20s, 30s, and 40s, where their electrical's never been updated, foundations are out of whack, roofs are jacked up, ACs don't work, where they can't get financing. So it's going to suppress retail buyers from buying down there. What's happening is a lot of properties are starting to appear on the MLS and closing there, and that because it is now worth investors to go in there and buy property and potentially flip them. So it's something that appreciation is happening, and especially that is a zip code, just the very large zip code, a lot of housing directly west of the downtown square. So that's something that is interesting and might be a buying opportunity down in that area. So that really concludes this month. And if you are listening to this on our podcast, The Investor's Journey, head over to our website so you can get at Prime Homes and subscribe to the Investor's Digest so you can get a copy of the slides we're walking through. And if you're watching this on YouTube through the newsletter, check over and ch head over to wherever you get your podcast and search for An Investor's Journey, and check out our newest podcast, where we talk about tips and tricks, that we do to run our business, and give us a shout out on social media. If and there are other questions, see you next month.